Welcome to Air France. Please fasten your seatbelts and note that this is a non-smoking flight.
A home trade is where your family and another family, that usually lives very far away, decide to trade homes for 6 to 8 weeks via email. Almost every summer, my mom and dad set up a home trade. On this particular home trade, we went to Paris. I am six, and I am going into first grade. My mom and I have brought all of our fancy clothes. My favorite item of hers is a gorgeous beige scarf with dark red flowers on it. She doesn't wear it very often because it doesn't go with a lot of her outfits, leaving me with tons of time to play house, animals, and lots of other games with it. My favorite game is to play dress-up, wrapping the scarf around my body as if it is a dress. Sometimes I even get to wear some of my mom's lipstick to go along with the plot. One day, I am in my room trying to learn to jump rope, but all I am really doing is walking over the scarf slowly. I walk into the living area, a tall-ceilinged room with solid marble floors. My mom, dad, and brother are sitting on the brown leather couches talking. I start walking over the scarf, and applause bursts from my audience.
Ooh, good job.
I get excited and decide to put all of my energy into walking over the scarf faster and faster. Soon, I am running over the scarf, eagerly hoping and waiting for it to land under my feet. 2 seconds later, I am face down on the marble floor, crying and crying. I finally look up to what seems like a lake of blood surrounding my head, and a small, blood-covered object in the center of it all. My dad sees that I am looking at it, picks it up, examines it, and announces that I've just lost my first tooth. I feel the extreme pain in my mouth lessen to a slight tingle as I get up and walk to the bathroom, blood dripping from my mouth. I feel like Dracula, as I admire and giggle at the reflection in the mirror. A month later, I get back home to Seattle and tell my best friend, Sam Pickle, all about how much blood there was and that I am now like every other big kid first grader to be, because I have lost my first tooth.